Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Farmers groups in Clarendon, St. Thomas, St. Anne, Manchester and Trelawney have been provided with hand tractors under the GOJ Adaptation Fund program. Stay with us to hear more. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
I am Sergeant Damien Harry from the Prader Larceny Prevention Unit. Under the Agricultural Produce Act, every person in the business of farming should be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority. Under the same act, a receipt must be issued for the sale of agricultural produce except for domestic purposes. You may purchase a receipt book at any parish office of the Jamaica Agricultural Society in your parish or the parish you conduct business, once you are a registered farmer.
A message from the Prader Larceny Prevention Coordination Unit, ensuring Jamaican farmers reap what they grow. 10 farmers groups from Clarendon, St. Thomas, St. Anne, Manchester and Trelawney are now equipped with hand tractors thanks to Food for the Poor. The 22 tractors will facilitate proper land preparation and increased productivity in keeping with the government's climate change adaptation program.
This partnership among Food for the Poor, the farmers and the Ministry of Agriculture is a significant one for the agricultural sector, because it demonstrates the will and the capacity to join hands together as we work towards achieving a common goal.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries, Derek Kellio. The agriculture minister says in spite of the impact of the drought on the agricultural sector, which has led to a 4.6% decline in domestic agricultural production for the April to June quarter of 2015, the overall sector grew by approximately 0.5%. This, he says, was due to better performances by the traditional export crops of banana, coffee, and sugar, and the resilience of the farmers. Notwithstanding the growth in the sector, Minister Kellier says the government acknowledges the challenges being faced by the sugar industry and is taking the necessary steps to sustain the industry.
For our part, and in keeping with our policy position to pursue the long-term transformation of the sugarcane industry, the government has been meeting with stakeholders to find solutions to the current challenges that are upon us. We believe the sector has the potential to survive on a commercially viable basis.
Farming representative Griffin Gray, who spoke on behalf of the farmers, says the tractors will be put to good use.
There is no doubt that these tractors will help farmers in achieving better and more timely land preparation. Land preparation is a vital process in production. Good and timely land preparation will help farmers in achieving greater productivity.
And now for our proverb of the day. John Curtin Kim Own Pickney White. And this means, what is one's own is always the best.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Government pensioners, in order to serve you better, the Accountant General's Department has started sending text message alerts and reminders. Get notified when a payment is sent to your account or when your life certificate is due. Keep up to date with developments at the AGD. Get on board to get your text alerts. Just provide your telephone number and an email address. Visit the AGD at Public Building West, King Street, Kingston. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm or call 922-832-027. The Accountant General's Department. Serving those who have served.
That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.